Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Wahalak.
Was that real?
So I told Robbie before we started, I was like, one day I'm just going to make up a city, just make up a name and see if I can catch you. Now you're already, no, this is a real city.
I could get behind that because it's a very Native American name.
You've driven through it.
Wallahack?
Yeah, it's on 45 between Macon and Scuba.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So there you go. Wherever you are in our... Go now.
It'd be a little weird.
It would be. It would be weird. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee House every single morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Make your purchase, and it's shipped right to you. You can enjoy the best coffee each and every morning, and you'll also be supporting the Bulldog Initiative, just the same way you do with our good friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business needs. What that means is this. Whatever it's going to take to get customers in the door at your business, Pip Printing and Signs has a plan for you. They've been doing it for over 30 years. They're Bulldog owned and operated. If you're a business owner, you already spend money on printing. I'm not asking you to spend new money. I'm just asking you to take your business to Pip Printing and Signs so they can give a 10% of your sale right back to the Bulldog Initiative. They're going to need that money. And Josh Hubbard, I'm sure he didn't come cheap. So let's replenish the coffers over there at the Bulldog Initiative. You can do it with a simple move over to Pip Printing and Signs. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today, 601-499-5216. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you're looking for it because you need new stuff. All right, I'm just telling you, I'm talking to you, the guy with the closet full of Banner M polos. It's time to get rid of them. It's time to get some new gear, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. Get some new gear. Get something that looks good. Start the new era at Davis Wade Stadium this fall in new Mississippi State polos. And if you're looking for, you know, anything else for the house that lets people know that you're a Mississippi State fan, for your house, for your car, for your tailgate, it's all right there. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. If you want the best meal in town for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, it's at Restaurant Tyler. I tell people all the time, you know, if I'm in the South, when I want to get lunch, Blue Plate is usually the first thing on my mind. And when I think about a great Blue Plate, the one at Restaurant Tyler is the top in the city of Starkville, maybe in the state of Mississippi, as far as I'm concerned. Great selection of meats, of sides, and the best cornbread you're ever likely to have. And if Brian Haydad is telling you the cornbread is good, then the cornbread is good because, well, I don't like cornbread, but I like Restaurant Tyler's cornbread. So get to lunch this week at Restaurant Tyler. It's the best lunch in the city of Starkville. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout central Mississippi here to serve you. Go to PriorityOneBank.com to find the location nearest you and start an account, start a relationship with your local bank that's going to benefit you long term. A bank that offers all of the financial services that you can find at any big corporate bank, but none of the runaround, none of the lack of customer service you're going to find when you deal with those big corporate banks. This is a community bank. There's 16 locations throughout central Mississippi, so one is near you. But Priority One Bank, make you their priority. Hey there, Ronnie.
Remember when I joked the other day, mm-hmm. and you were talking about like you kind of read a tweet wrong. It was like Josh Hubbard and LeBron James.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe Hubbard is trying to get Bronny James to come to Mississippi State.
Yes.
Bronny James literally just entered the transfer portal. What if I speak that into existence?
Be one of the funniest things ever. Not going to happen. But be funny. So he's not going to the draft?
Evidently not.
Well, then that means LeBron will be a Laker for at least another season. So
let me see what he did this year. I mean,
not very impressive. But he was a 4.8 point.
He was a 5-star recruit because his dad was LeBron James.
No, he played well in high school. He was a good enough player. I don't know that he would have been the number one recruit in the country. I get it's sort of the Arch Manning thing. I get what you're saying. But
37% from the field, 27 from three, 68 from the free throw line.
In fairness to him, 68 from free throw line is tough. In fairness, he did suffer like a heart attack.
He did.
Prior to the season.
Yeah, but when he came back.
That being said, there's no way Bronny would come here for one reason. You know what it is?
What?
This is an Adidas school.
That's true.
There's no way he would sign with anybody but a Nike school.
I didn't realize his numbers were that bad.
Yeah, they weren't great. So, well, our numbers were not bad on the rumblings. We got a ton of questions in, and let's just go ahead and start them with Colton Watson. Rank these athletes on campus in terms of athleticism. Dakota Jordan, Cam Matthews, Gerangelo Sanjay, Mike Wright. He mentioned Gerangelo after that ridiculous split he made on Saturday, which hearing Ron Polk describe that was hilarious. I was happened to be in my car at that moment going between two places, and Ron Polk was like, I think he just did the splits, Jim. It was really fun.
It's fun sometimes to listen to that broadcast. You don't ever know what you're going to hear.
Yeah.
Every now and then when I go in the bathroom, it's playing over the speakers in there.
Yeah.
And it's always great.
The easy answer here, Cam Matthews is one. Just easy answer.
Yes.
And then I would – Dakota Jordan signed with State out of high school for football.
Yeah.
So he might be two. I think Mike Wright is three. Gerangelo, I mean, I understand he made the splits, but he's four. Mike Wright's a good athlete.
Dakota, I don't know. You know, I don't know if he – obviously he was going to sign with State, so he is an SEC football player, but – I don't know what his impact would have been on this level. I thought he was solid in high school. I just don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Is he a great SEC running back? Is he serviceable? I don't know.
Don't know.
It would have been cool to see because I definitely think he has the attributes to be a really good running back. But
yeah.
So you went with Cam first?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So. Kobe Walker, just straight to the point, is Mississippi State still on path to make the postseason? Yeah. Of course, we are recording today after a Mississippi State baseball game. We let that game happen before we started recording, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Jay in Baltimore asks us, we often see a pitch in the dirt is collected and taken out of play by the pitcher or catcher. Are these balls permanently removed from the game or cleaned and evaluated with the possibility of reuse? You have any idea? I don't.
I've never known what to do with this.
Never thought about it.
I mean, I've heard who talked about that one time? Was it Josh Lovelady? Like they talk about like if there's ever like a nick or something in it, they don't want it. Like it's to them, I think it's
makes
kind
sense,
of
though, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know the answer. All right. Rob Montgomery, there's been discussions nationally about moving the women's NCAA tournament first and second rounds to neutral sites like the men's tournament. I like this format as is. When State's hosted, it's been so much fun. But what do you all think? I mean,
I kind of like it, but at the same time, you hardly ever see upsets in the first two rounds with the host team losing.
Right.
I think it would be cooler to go to a format where you have more sites. I think it's going to take a while because the interest level is still growing in the women's game. And as we saw, my God, 12.3 million people watch Iowa LSU. That's an unbelievable number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really mind blowing to me, who started covering women's basketball 10 years ago when nobody watched women's basketball. And it's come this far. So I love the fact that the game is growing like that. But is it growing to the point where you're going to have people that can fill the seats at those neutral site venues and make it make sense financially? Because right now, I think the whole point is, like, you go to those venues and those teams will probably pack it out and they're going to have full arenas there. You're not going to have all these arenas around the country that have, you know, 500 people in them or something. And that's just the whole crux of the situation is, until you get to the Sweet 16 and you get some of those elite teams in there that have fan bases that'll travel, a lot of those arenas don't get filled. I was at Oklahoma City when State punched their ticket to the Final Four in 2017 or whatever that was. I think it was 17. And there was a ton of empty seats there. And Baylor was playing Mississippi State, which was right, you know, that wasn't a long trip. I mean, it was a pretty good trip, but it wasn't that bad for them.
Right.
It wasn't a huge crowd there. And that was at the Elite Eight. So it's just, you know, I think the problem is the logistics of it, of is it going to make money? I think that's what the women's game is kind of working through right now, is it's a non-revenue sport. It's getting there to where it's very popular nationally, and I think they're making money from an ad revenue standpoint, but it's just tough to fill the seats, I think. I think that's the big thing.
I agree.
But that would create a lot more upsets.
I agree with that too, yeah. All right, Trey O'Brien asks us, rank the all-time MSU single-season coaching performances. He's got Lemonis 21, Schaefer in 17-18, I guess 17-18, Henderson in 18, Mullen in 14, Cohen in 13, Williams in 95-96, and 03-04 Stansberry. The one I'm taking right out, believe it or not, is Mullen. But didn't win anything. I mean, won 10 games, but didn't win the Egg Bowl, didn't win the SEC West, didn't win the bowl game, didn't win anything.
Yeah.
I think...
Would it be...
Lemonis has to be number one. He won a national title.
That team was good.
It was good, but the coach has got to get... I mean, I understand what we're looking at with 3 years of hindsight and State has struggled, but at that moment, Chris Lemonis was the first coach out of all these coaches that State has had all this great baseball tradition. He was the first one to get the job done.
Yeah, I think I would go with Henderson. He was one win away from playing for the national championship.
Henderson,
as an interim coach, and he took over not planning to be the coach. He took over after 1 week of the season.
Henderson can be two for me, because you're right. He took over a team that was kind of in turmoil. Remember that first couple months of the season, they couldn't play hardly at home because all the construction was still going on, and they had to finish that up.
They started 1-7 in SEC play.
And he came back really strong and got them that close. Henderson can be two. I don't have a problem with that. I would put Schaefer three.
I would change Schaefer to the year before.
The first year they went to the Final Four?
17-18 was the year they won the SEC and they went to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
You think it was a better coaching job the year before?
That was a great coaching job too, but yeah, because they beat UConn.
Yeah.
They ended 111-game winning streak. He got over the hump and went to the Final Four as it was.
Mm-hmm.
Then he beat the greatest, arguably the greatest franchise dynasty in the history of sports in UConn, which had won 111 straight games. I don't think people understand how difficult that is over 3 years straight of winning.
Mm-hmm.
He beat them and went all the way to the national championship. To me, that was a better coaching job, because the next year he was loaded. That team was really good. They won the SEC.
Right.
That to me was a better one, 16-17.
Okay. I'll put Williams, the Final Four year, put that there at four.
That was a heck of a coaching job, because that was a good team. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to beat a really good Kentucky team in the SEC tournament. And they had lost, what, seven, eight games, whatever it was.
Got them hot at the right time. Beat the one,
one of the favorites, one of the favorites for the championship in UConn.
Yeah, and then beat Cincinnati, who was loaded that year as well. So that's that. That's my. And then Cohen 13 playing for a national title.
Yeah.
And then Stansberry 03-04. Great, great team, but flamed out when it mattered.
Yeah, that actually wasn't a great coaching job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say it was a great coaching job through the regular season.
During the regular season,
they won the SEC championship. They only lost three games the whole year, I think. But
they blew it in the – they lost four, I think. They blew it in the SEC tournament against Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And then lasted two games in the NCAA tournament.
And then Mullen – I mean, look, I appreciate getting to number one. That was great, and it was a lot of fun. I don't have a problem with that. But they didn't win anything that year. There's not one trophy in the case from the 2014 team.
For sure.
All right.
So Mullen and Stansberry are towards the bottom in this list.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Gil Manclang is back with us again. He's got another pick two, leave one. Mobile, Montgomery, or Huntsville? Like, what's going on in Montgomery? I'm taking Montgomery out.
Mobile and Huntsville.
Yeah, sure. We're keeping those two. I agree. A pit bull, a Rottweiler, and a German Shepherd.
I've never liked pit bulls.
So here's my
question. I don't like Rottweilers either.
Are we talking about these dogs are here for us as pets or are these guard dogs?
I think it's pets.
As pets, I'm going to get rid of Rottweiler. As guard dogs, I'm getting rid of pit bull.
Yes. I've heard pit bull is one of the most dangerous dogs, but German Shepherds and Rottweilers are more dangerous, I think.
I agree.
I've seen a Rottweiler chew through a tire.
Yeah. Pit bulls are like at the same, they're somehow simultaneously one of the most dangerous dogs and yet one of the most loving. If you get a pit bull that becomes your friend, it is the most sweetest dog in the world. So it's weird how that works.
It is all about how you raise them. And I mean, German Shepherds too. Rottweiler, every Rottweiler I've seen has been mean.
Yeah. Happy
I've not
Gilmore.
Seen a Rottweiler in forever.
Yeah, it used to be really big.
My uncle used to have them all the time.
Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, The Wedding Singer.
Ooh. It's got to be Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, but that's tough.
It's tough, but I'm keeping the first two there, Madison and Gilmore, for sure.
That stretch there in the mid-90s.
Incredible.
Of his movies, just unbelievable. You can say what you want to about some of these other ones that he's made.
Yeah.
But that stretch there with Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Wedding Singer, Little Nicky, what else?
Big Daddy. Yeah.
Waterboy.
Yeah,
golly, Waterboy. What a run.
Bangers, all of them. God. Madonna, Whitney Houston, Tina Turner. This is tough.
Madonna's out.
Madonna's the one that's out, but it's tough. Madonna had hits. Hits.
She did, but she's so weird right now.
Whitney Houston was weird. She OD'd. Didn't she?
She wasn't really weird. She was just addicted to drugs, and I mean, she had some issues. And so, Tina Turner had her issues.
Everybody had their issues. It's tough. It's tough. You were quick on the trigger there, but I do agree that it's Madonna.
They both had. I think they both were in some tumultuous relationships.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Where are we here? Willie Dizzle asked, "Would you rather face Kurt Angle in the ring or Jonathan Abram in a spring game?"
Kurt Angle, he'd take care of you.
But what if it's like an actual wrestling match?
Well, I mean, it's just wrestling. It's not somebody running. It's not somebody running 15 miles an hour, ready to knock your head off.
If it's Jonathan Abram, the chances of him getting to me are slim, because somebody else will tackle my fat ass before he can get there.
Well, what if it's just you? Like,
oh, it's one on one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that's gonna sting.
Would you want to do like an Oklahoma drill with him? Like, Brian, all right, Brian, you carry the ball.
I'm carrying the ball. Oh, God.
Oh,
God. If I'm getting to block him, I might take my chances there. But
you'd be able to soften the blow just because you're such a big body.
So cuddly.
He would launch into me like a dart.
Yeah, he would hurt you, dude.
And that man had stopped a spring game one time because he destroyed his own teammate.
So. He took his own teammate out.
He is like,
forget that.
He's like Jeff Hardy. Like, he has no care about his prospects for injuries. He's just trying to kill someone.
Yeah. Glad he's a saint now. I thought he came on well at the end of the year. John asks, who is more synonymous with their individual sport or genre? Tony Hawk with skateboarding or Jimmy Buffett with the island escapism genre, a.k.a. beach music? Here's what I'm going to say. It's a weird question. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Very weird.
But here's what I'm going to say. If you're saying, who's more... Is Tony Hawk more associated with skateboarding, or is Jimmy Buffett more associated with beach music? What I would say is I can probably name a couple other people from a Yacht Rock album, but I can't tell you another skateboarder to save my life.
You know what? I don't think I can either.
Like, I do not know another skateboarder. I know Shaun White is a snowboarder.
Yeah.
That's all I know. But like,
all the skateboarders I know are people that just do it on the side, like not a professional skateboarder.
Right.
Did you ever have a Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
I did, but I only ever played with Tony Hawk. I never played with any of the guys on the game.
That soundtrack they had on there was incredible.
Iconic.
Love it.
Yeah.
I had that game on PSP. You remember those little handheld?
Yeah.
Got it taken away from me at school one time.
I believe you did, the little troublemaker. Did Big Daddy know about that?
He did. He had to come up there and get it. He's like, my God, I just paid $200 for this thing or whatever it was.
You get taken away.
Like the first day I took it to school, it was like playing Spider-Man in chemistry class. And the teacher that hated my guts was just beaming that I had this handheld video game so he could take it away from me. Good times.
All right.
Teachers either hated me or loved me. There was like no in between.
I hear you.
And most of them hated me.
Kyle Wilson says, if TV shows were real, which cast of characters would you pick to be in your friend circle? Also, why does no one ever have to charge their cell phones on TV shows and movies? Think about the Pine Barrens. Like, their phones never ran out of juice.
Yeah.
Of course, that's back in the day, though, when you had Nokia. That thing would stay on forever. It's not God, like
they had no.
They weren't really checking the internet, you know?
They had no service.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess that makes sense. That being said, I mean, what TV show would I want to hang out with? Well, I mean, if I'm single, I'd like to hang out with the Friends crew, and you know, I mean, you have three gorgeous women there. That's a good one.
I would say Sopranos, but they'll kill their best friends.
Yeah, I don't know that I trust that group. Yeah, I don't know that I want to hang out with the Sopranos at all. So, same with like, I wouldn't want to be friends with Walter White either. I feel like that would
right.
Nick Johnson, why are the camo baseball hats for on the field, not for sale? Make this happen. Nick, you're the first person I've heard that likes those camo hats. Literally the first person.
I have no idea why these are a thing.
I think it's
like, I thought it was a military appreciation thing.
I think they started winning in them, and so they kept them, but then they lost last Thursday, so I think that might be the end of them. There might be like
it might be time to throw those away now.
Yeah, I agree.
Perfect timing.
Alexandra Watson asks us, Pip Printing says they'll donate 10% of your sale to the Bulldog Initiative if you mention the ad. They have a customer they know is a Rebel or a Golden Eagle. What's stopping them from donating in that person's name to the Bulldog Initiative? I don't think they would do that. I think that feels like that's a good way to lose a customer.
It'd be funny, though.
Oh, it would be funny if they were like, hey, we have the Grove Collective is doing business with us. Oh, really? Well, donate 10% of that to the Bulldog Initiative. Mark Jones, big supporter of the Bulldog Initiative. Ryan Nelson, our good friend. How powerful of a heel is Kim Mulkey that she has myself and other fans now liking and agreeing with Dawn Staley? That's when you know you got a good heel. And they're like, I hate this person, but I hate this other person this so much more, I'm cheering for them. People, State fans, were cheering for Dawn Staley throughout this season.
I mean, say what you will about Dawn, but like she's never been eccentric like this.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim is just flat ridiculous.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, so yeah. It's not even close who I prefer, which I actually like Dawn Staley, so.
Wade Jones asks, if you have two objects that make the same amount of noise and they are making noise at the same time, is it louder if they are both making noise versus only one making noise? This is a silly question. Obviously, it's louder if they're both making noise, so it's double the noise.
Yeah.
Prove it.
That's too
We're
much.
We're going to prove it
my...
right here. All right. Go like this. Go like, All right. Now let's do it at the same time. One, two, three. It's louder. That's an easy one to prove. So there you go. Also from Ryan Nelson.
That's the sound that we made watching Mississippi State go down 7-1.
Every time you hear, you know, there was a ground ball to second. The whole game, yeah. You would have thought we had a lot of flatulence, but we didn't. It was just the game. Ryan Nelson, which Sopranos character did you actually feel sorry for? Mine was Bobby Bacala. He just wanted to play with his trains and take care of his family. Spoiler alert. Steph,
don't listen.
No.
Don't listen.
It's too late.
That might be the one for me.
That's probably the one. I felt bad for Carmella.
Yeah,
what'd she do?
You know, Carmella.
She tried to support her husband. All he did was sleep around on her.
I felt bad for her a lot because she's just trying to be like a good mother and a good,
yeah.
And you know, the kids are always screaming at her.
Yeah.
Tony's cheating on her. She's alone all the time.
Yeah.
There was very few times where I was just like, Carmella annoys me. I felt sorry for her the
whole
time.
When the Russian
time.
Girl called the house, I was like, that's rough, man. That's rough.
Yeah. She told her that Tony had been cheating on her or whatever.
Yeah.
That girl was ridiculous.
Yeah. You know who I didn't feel sorry for at any point in the entire show? AJ. Never
yes.
felt sorry for him. Even when he tried to off himself, I'm like, don't care.
I wanted to punch him in the face several times.
Yeah, yeah, oh, many times. My
especially when he got the little goatee, the little thin
my
goatee.
My absolute favorite scene in The Sopranos. I'm not making this up. My favorite scene is when after Bobby, and he goes back to the house. He tells Carmella they got to leave. And he's like, AJ's got to come with you, and she's like, it's gonna be tough. And he goes up in the room. And he's trying to explain to AJ what's happening, and AJ's like asking all these dumb questions, like, I'm having so much trouble. And he just jerks him out of the bed. It's like, pack a bag. You won't need any resort wear. I'm like, yes, finally, somebody did. You should have done that 10 years ago, Tony. You wouldn't be having these problems today.
Whenever Tony just decided he was fed up with AJ,
I loved
and
it.
Would just like slap him around and stuff, that was the best part.
When he was staying at the house and like he didn't have the right cereal, or so Tony just picks up the bowl and throws it in the sink. Now you got nothing. Like, lesson learned, AJ.
Yeah, I wanted Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Or when he got his eyebrows shaved.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, what's wrong with your face? He doesn't have any eyebrows, Tony. He just grabs him and chokes him up against the wall. It's like, because I could see my dad doing these same things.
He went to New York to that concert.
A lot earlier than AJ finally took a whooping.
Oh my God.
Kevin Wright. Robbie, this one's for you. Does the Man City Arsenal draw hand the EPL title to Klopp and Liverpool? Should Manchester City put all their eggs in the Champions League basket?
Yes.
I agree. I agree 100%. Yeah. At this point, worry about the Champions League. Try to repeat there. And definitely would not worry about the FA Cup. Like that, when you play that semifinal game, I don't know who they're playing off the top of my head. But just play your absolute worst team. Play your under-21s. Who are they playing?
They're
playing Chelsea. Yeah, just leave that one alone. Just don't worry about it.
I was thinking that same thing. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There you go. Also, he wants me to try to explain financial fair play to him like you're 12. Sure, I can do it. Financial fair play is a system by which the UEFA punishes teams for spending too much money in a given transfer window. However, if you have enough money, they don't worry about you.
All righty.
Very corrupt. Very corrupt. Everton, not enough money. Chelsea and Manchester City, enough money. We don't have to worry about those things. Let's do a couple more here, and then we'll get to the break. Clark County Dog has long questions here. I was recently asked what my biggest unpopular sports opinion is. I said I believe that we should have separate sports leagues, and as a result, separate Olympic events for athletes who choose to use performance-enhancing drugs. Let's see how fast a human really can run. Let's see how high a human can really jump. I got a rather positive, surprising response to this proposition. What is your hottest sport take? First off, I love that. I love the idea of the steroid Olympics.
Just to let you, everybody's even still.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you're, you
just
get,
like
you get
baseball in the '90s. Everybody's doing it, so just get after it.
Yeah, you're right back to square one. It's just you. It's going to be more exciting, probably.
Exactly. My actual hottest take might be the same thing. Like the steroid era doesn't bother me in any way.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, like the pitchers were doing steroids too. So Bonds is the home run king. As far as I don't ever say that he's not.
What's the difference between that and different bats and different balls?
Yeah.
And
yeah, Babe Ruth didn't have anything like we have today. But at the same time, Babe Ruth, you know, what was the furthest away he traveled for a game? St. Louis?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
I also think that, this isn't a hot take, but I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's not a hot take at all. He should 100% be in the Hall of Fame.
That's just.
I think
a
all
comment.
Those guys should be in the Hall of Fame, and you just put it on the plaque. Just say, "Hey, he gambled." You tell, say Bonds suspected of steroids. Roger Clemens suspected of steroids. You know, you could create a whole new wing to the Hall of Fame for the sport, the steroid era. People would go.
Yeah.
Also from Clark Caddy Dog, it's no secret that you both have a tendency to unironically sing like angels without even really trying to. If enough support was gained, would you guys consider doing a cover album of some sort? Perhaps a Christmas album. We could even try to be good human beings and send proceeds to charity or the Bulldog Initiative. Thoughts? I would absolutely duet with my friend Robbie Falk on a Christmas album if the proceeds were going to benefit a charity or the Bulldog Initiative.
Or a cover album. Anything.
Yeah, we'll do anything. Yeah.
You know, I think that the Eagles, not the band, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Have like a Christmas album, they record a song, like they have guys that record a song, I think, every year.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that.
I mean, you got my attention.
So. Somebody set it up, we'll do it. I record songs all the time. It probably sucks. I don't know, but I do it all the time for fun.
We'll get a studio and we'll make it happen.
Let's do it.
All right. One more here, and then we'll go. Or one more guy here, and then we'll go. From Ford Polk, is there a dream you remember that maybe scared you?
I had, when I was younger, and when you're younger, you have these imaginary, maybe not even like imaginary friend, but you have these things that your mind creates. And I had this thing that I would see like at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a, it was almost like a bear, but it was like a human.
Okay. Man, bear, pig?
Hey, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And like I would see it either in my dreams or when I'd wake up, I'd see a formation of it like in the dark.
Yeah.
That was really scary to me.
Okay. Okay. So as an adult, I don't remember as a kid, but as an adult, I have woken up screaming twice from dreams. And I remember them both very clearly. And one, I'm not making this up, by the way. I was playing football for the 49ers. I'm in the locker room. We're talking before the game. And then all of a sudden, the girl from The Exorcist bursts out of a locker and starts coming towards me. And I think in real life, I started screaming. And so my wife like put her hand on my chest to like, are you okay? And I swear, Robbie, I felt that girl's hand on my chest. Like she was grabbing me and it terrified me. I woke up screaming.
Yeah.
So that one happened. And then there's another one. So I don't know if y'all know this about me. Robbie might. The thing I am the most afraid of on this earth, now it's not heights, it's rats. I'm terrified of rats. I don't like rats. And I swear, if any of you start tweeting pictures of rats to me, every one of you is going to get blocked. Every one of you. So just don't do it. But in this dream,
I still do it.
I know. Then they'll get blocked. In the dream, I was in a house I used to live in, and I look and there's this giant rat on the floor. I'm like, oh my God. So my cat Samson was in the dream and he's near me, right? So, like, I pick him up and I throw him at the rat. I'm like, kill it! And I miss with Samson. Like, I overshot him. And the rat looks at me and it jumps right for my face. And I woke up at that moment. I was just like, ah! So.
That's, That's a horrifying dream.
It was really bad.
I don't like rats either.
I don't like rats. Do not
but
like
you, rats. You probably don't ever see them because you have like five cats.
The last time I saw a mouse, I was out for a run, and I was like, that is a little squirrel. Not for a run, not for a walk. And I was like, that's a little squirrel. And I got a little closer, like, oh, God, that's a rat. And it was a rat just out in the middle of the road.
But it wasn't at your house because you won't
see it. It wasn't at my house because I've told you I have a two-layered defense system against rats. In my backyard, there's a snake. I know he's back there. I've seen him a couple times. I leave him alone, man. He has his territory back there. So he is my outer defense.
It's probably like a rat. It's probably like a rat snake or chicken snake or something.
Like, yeah. You do your business. I'm not going to mess with you. You ain't got anything to worry about. So he's my outer defense. And then inside, I have four cats, including, I know Groot is an apex predator. That yes. If a rat got in that house, he would chomp that thing to death.
And then, you know, Peppermint likes to sit outside, too.
Peppermint is like the first line of defense. She likes to sit outside. She killed a snake once. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I came out, like, Aislinn, my oldest daughter, comes and gets me. She's like, there's a snake on the porch. I'm like, really? So I go out there, and Peppermint's just sitting over there. And I look at that snake. It's dead. And I'm like, that did not die of natural causes. And I look at Peppermint, and I'm like, did you kill this? And she doesn't really, you know, she's a cat, so. But I was like, she killed this. So she killed that snake. We had a bird get in one time, and I thought she was going to lose it trying to get that thing. She's a killer. She'll get you. So, yeah, I feel pretty confident. Again, I cannot stress enough, if you tweet pictures of rats to me, I will block you. I do not care who you are. You can be my best friend in the world. I will do it. I don't have time for rats in my life. All right. Another one here from Ford Polk. What NFL team needs a uniform update, and what would you do to their new ones? That's a good question. I think like the way for most teams is to go old. Like I want the old Giants helmet, Giants across the front, not the NY on there. I like that. Most NFL uniforms right now are pretty good though. They're pretty solid. There's not one where I just go, you know, eh. Like I don't like the Jaguars and the Panthers. Those are probably the newest ones, but.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who's just a bad uniform.
The Buccaneers, maybe? Like their new ones?
Yeah, they're really boring. They're not
great. They need to go back to the Dreamsicle.
I don't like those either.
Oh, you don't like the bright orange?
Nah, the colors. I mean, the orange jersey, I think, is okay. But I don't know. It's just The retro stuff that's coming out now is awesome. Like, I love the Dolphins retro stuff.
Remember this
I love
guy?
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, the
what
Eagles.
Was that sound?
I clicked on something and I thought it was a GIF and it was a video.
And it kind of freaked me out.
I'm sorry. I think the Eagles need to, I think they have to. They go back to the old, like, Kelly green. That sort of.
Yes. I love that. I
love that. That's what I want. So. Last one from Ford. Word on the street is Stone Cold and or John Cena is going to come save Cody from the Bloodline on Sunday. And that's how he finishes the story. Is that something you'd want to see? No. He has to do it alone. He has to do it alone.
Yeah. Like, what's going to happen, I think, is they're going to lose the tag team match.
Right. And we have, don't forget.
It's going to be Bloodline's rules.
Friday. We will have our WrestleMania preview. We're going to go ahead and start warning you now. It's coming. Go ahead.
Yes, please. For the love of God, don't get upset about it.
Right.
You're going to have a full show. Last year, people got upset about it, and we gave them a full show and warned them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a full show, and you can stop it whenever you want to. But, no, I think they're going to lose the tag match, and it's going to be Bloodline rules, and it's going to be like one thing after another. He keeps kicking out. You can't kill him, and he just finds a way. And it might be that somebody intervenes just to hold the others back, just to make it a clean fight. I don't know. But I think what's going to happen is that the odds are going to be stacked against him, a lot like it was for Daniel Bryan when he won in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And
but he won alone.
He'll probably win.
Yeah,
he did, but he had to, you know, a lot of stuff had to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's he had to fight just to get to WrestleMania. Then he had to beat Triple H.
Yeah.
In the same night.
Yeah.
Before we fought in a triple threat match.
Yeah. We shall see. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, and you should be, the weather's going to be great for cooking out. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So many great choices at the local, even at the local grocery stores. There's a lot more than just ribeyes and hamburgers out there. There's all sorts of cuts of steak, big roasts, big cuts that you can cook for a long time, slow cook. There's just so many great options when you're talking about beef. So hit it up to the grocery store today and pick out your summer menu. Your spring menu. What you're going to be cooking out this weekend and every weekend going forward. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend or any weekend, you've got to make a trip to Two Brothers. If it's not on the agenda, put it on there. You need to head over there and enjoy some great food. And with this weather we're having, sitting out on the patio is going to be a really good time. Great food, great people, and a great time right there in the heart of the Cotton District at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years means you can trust them to deliver service after the sale. That's the difference that they provide. So many other places, when you buy a copier or you buy a printer, and you want to get some service, you're calling a 1-800 number. You're going to be on hold for 30 minutes. You're going to talk to somebody in a different country, and then they're going to put you up through to an out-of-state person who maybe a week from now can get in touch with you. That's not the case with Advantage Business Systems. They're a Mississippi business. They take care of you on day one. They know you can't afford to wait, and they don't make you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're headed to Duty Noble this weekend, you need to make sure a stop at Maroon & Co. is on the list before you get there. Find some great gear, the M over S, the State Script, the interlocking. Everything's right there. Unique items you can't find anywhere else. They are the exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative gear. So if you want to dress like the coaches, you can do that. They've got those great new Wild Gear cups that everybody's looking for. They're in stock there. And a whole lot more. Use the code THUNDER15, 15% off any regular priced item and with some exclusions. And check it out. Before you head to Duty Noble this weekend, head to Maroon & Co. Hey, I got a question for you. I got a Rumlinks question.
Okay.
How's that bubble gun working? Did you get it done? Is it open? We're playing
with it? Yeah, it seems relatively cheap.
Okay.
It blows out like four bubbles at a time, and then you have to dip it back into the thing, and then it's just.
Well, does she like it though?
I don't. Yeah, she loves it. She played with it yesterday, and then we got home today, and first thing she said when she got in the house, she wanted to find her bubble gun. So
okay.
seems to be enjoying it. It was one of the several things that she got from the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. TR asks, Rumblings, new wrestling fans is January. I've watched most WrestleManias and SummerSlams from the 80s through the Attitude Era. Can you recommend any matches, events, shows, documentaries that I should watch next? Should watch all the Dark Side of the Ring stuff. That's just fun stuff. I say fun. It's not, you know, you see what I'm trying to say. It's good. You get a lot of history of some things. And then outside of the Attitude Era, you should try to watch as much of Kurt Angle and WWE as you can. The early Lesnar stuff is really good.
02, around 02, 01.
Yeah. You want to watch.
I would.
Shawn Michaels, Triple H matches.
I would start picking out some of these like iconic moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Hell in a Cell at King of the Ring with Mankind and Undertaker.
That's Attitude Era, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but he said he's watching WrestleMania.
Yeah, you're right. That's not one of the big pay per views. You're right.
Watch the Royal Rumbles. I love the Royal Rumbles.
You should watch the Royal Rumbles. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good starting place. I think we've given him. Good bit.
If you're watching on Peacock, go to those documentaries and watch some of those documentaries. I don't know what all is on there, but if you can find some like the greatest ladder matches or stuff like that, that'd be a good way to knock out a bunch
any
of matches.
Hell in a Cell match is almost guaranteed to be good. Oh, yeah. Watch Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle's matches against each other. Fantastic. Great stuff.
Shawn Michaels Kurt Angle versus Shane McMahon at King of the Ring.
It's a good one. Watch
2000.
Watch Flair's retirement match with Shawn Michaels. That's a good one. Let's see here. Andy Atkinson, where do we put Jessica Carter on an all-time team? Really tough for her because as a forward, she's not starting for sure.
She's a center.
Well, even a center, she's not starting for sure.
She's probably my number three center.
Behind Tierra.
Behind LaToya Thomas and
LaToya is going to be your
McCown.
LaToya, yeah. I thought LaToya was a four.
She's basically a four, but she's playing a five.
Okay.
I mean, you could put her power forward, small forward, whatever.
LaToya and Tierra are definitely
I consider her a center. But in today's game, she's probably playing the four.
That's why when I was trying to put together my all-time team, I had her at the four and Tierra at the five.
If you're just going with like true centers, like bigs,
mm-hmm.
then I would say she's the number two center
behind Tierra. Okay.
The numbers suggest it.
Yeah.
Production suggests it. Just, you know, I think she was second best center Mississippi State's had, like true center.
Yeah.
But if you're going with the what I would consider a center,
mm-hmm.
I think LaToya is pretty much a center, but you can argue it. But
I feel like
I would say she's number three.
If I was going to do the all-time women's team, four of the picks are really, really easy. And then the fifth one, I don't know. And that's the point guard. I assume you go Morgan William, but
I would go Morgan. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go. So you go Morgan, Tan White, Victoria, LaToya Thomas, and Tierra McCown.
LaToya at the four. Yep.
Yeah. That's,
that team's winning a lot of games.
That's a good team. Good team.
Jasmine Holmes was really good too. She
really
was
good.
Really underrated.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sheldon Nations asks us, what would you take with you to a taping of Antiques Roadshow and why? Do you have any antiques? I don't really have any.
Just some of my papaw stuff that he gave me, you know, and when he passed away that was given to me. I have some in here in my room. I have an old knife case display.
Uh-huh.
That display case that he had in his store in Matheson. It's probably 60 plus years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some stuff in it. That's probably one of the few antiques, legit antiques that I have.
I don't think I have anything. My daughter has some of my mom's old jewelry, so maybe that, but I would hate to, I don't want to sell that. So I don't know. Dalton Lee. Oh, here we go. I was at a dog park in Memphis on Sunday where a man continued to pester me asking if I spoke Japanese. After the third rebuke, I told him I was Chinese and spoke the southern dialect of Cantonese. He decides it was appropriate to respond with, oh, okay, so do you draw out your vowels like when you say, where are my chopsticks?
Oh, my God.
To the other side of the park. It was beyond words on how to respond to someone so dumb. What's the dumbest thing you have heard someone say where you didn't even know how you should respond? You know what I'm picturing here, by the way?
Dalton, I don't know whether to believe you or not things.
This feels like a lot going on. So there was an episode of King of the Hill where they meet Tran, and he's trying to tell them that he's Laotian. And Hank just keeps going, so are you Chinese or Japanese? And Tran's like, what do you mean, I Laotian? And so they can't get him to say Japanese or Chinese. And then Cotton shows up and Dale says something like, watch out for him. He's Chinese. And Cotton looks at him for 2 seconds and goes, nope, he's Laotian. I don't know why that's so funny, but it is. So,
that
being said.
So offensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it isn't really, you know. They didn't know any better. The dumbest thing
we have to figure out why it's okay for us to like joke about Asians more than a lot of the other races.
Well, people, you know, I Asia's a very diverse continent. You know, technically,
I appreciate Dalton humoring us when we have these conversations.
Yeah. What is the dumbest thing you've heard someone say where you didn't even know how you should respond? It's one of those things where, like, I try to forget it, man. Like, I know I've had some where I'm just like, what did you just say? And yeah. I just walked away from
it. Oh, it happens all the time. I say stuff and you look at me sometimes like, wait.
I had some people say some things on 9/11 to me that I probably overreacted to.
On 9/11?
On 9/11, yes.
Like the day of.
Yeah, like after the fourth person asked me if I was involved, it got a little old.
Like they were joking with you?
Yes, but after the fourth one, I was just like, all right. Enough.
God.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Steven asked, what's our favorite WrestleMania moment and match? I mean, that's a whole podcast, man. That's not, I can't do that right this second. I know what my favorite match is. I'll say that, but it's.
I think mine was The Rock versus Hogan. That was my favorite WrestleMania moment.
My favorite match is Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ooh, that's double a good turn. One. The double turn.
My favorite moment. It might just be Daniel Bryan winning the titles.
Yeah.
So cool when he does that. The place
I was there, man.
Yeah.
It was the most unreal atmosphere I've ever been in. I can't even explain it.
Yeah.
And that whole WrestleMania might be my favorite WrestleMania moment because I was at it.
You're at it, yeah.
And it was just match after match was, and moment after moment was so big. They had the Undertaker streak ending. It was just insane.
Let's see here. Speaking of WrestleMania, Brian McDuff, is it just me or is this a little cold to be wrestling in? So this is the forecast for Philadelphia this weekend. Sunday, the high is Saturday, the high is 53 with a low of 35.
Ugh.
Sunday, 57 with a low of 39. I mean, these are PM shows. It's going to be cold.
I don't know why they do an East Coast WrestleMania in early April.
Yeah,
that
like,
makes no sense to me. They did that in New York.
Where you do SummerSlam, not WrestleMania. WrestleMania should be in the South and in the West Coast.
But, I mean, they bid on it.
Yeah.
They bid on it just like they do a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Do we know where next year's WrestleMania is yet? Or they announced that WrestleMania weekend?
I think they do announce a WrestleMania weekend. I think
next year
that
might be the year.
I want to say that the Raw after Mania this year is in Brooklyn. Like, it's not even in Philly.
Really? That's weird.
I think
next year for my 50th, that might be my my birthday present to myself to finally get.
You really have to go.
Yeah.
I've been to three now, and it's worth it, man. It is worth it.
Our friends at the Starkville Derby asked, or tell us that the Derby this year includes a best dog trick contest. What's the best dog trick you've ever seen in person? I've never seen a really cool dog. I've seen like shake and lay down and play dead, but you know, never seen one.
Air Bud playing basketball and cooking everybody he plays.
He did.
That's the
man.
Greatest I've seen.
He did. Nobody could stay with him. Broken Fairchild, the new Beetlejuice trailer has me stoked. I haven't seen it yet. What trailers have you excited for an upcoming movie/show/game besides NCAA football? I haven't seen it yet, obviously, but the new Joker trailer comes out this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know who's in that?
Who?
Who's playing Harley Quinn?
Who?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, my gosh. Is this Joker like
Joaquin Phoenix?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so they're going to have like Harley Quinn, like Suicide Squad stuff?
I don't know how they're going to attack it, but that's what, yeah.
Man, I'm excited about that.
The new Batman doesn't come out for another till 26. I don't know if I'm even going to be alive.
Have we have talked about that before. Like, you don't really want those two to mix.
I don't. That Joker to me can't be a criminal mastermind. So I don't know how that they're going to make that. That's why I'm interested to see this movie to see where they're taking this.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work.
He's just like a mentally ill guy.
Yeah.
Like
which I mean, the Joker is mentally ill. I get that, but they made it like that guy was an idiot.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I was I was like blown away by that movie. I thought it was awesome.
That movie,
there were some mixed reviews.
I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I love that movie. But I was so mad like halfway through it. I was like, the whole point of the Joker is you don't know who the Joker is. Like, he will never give you his real name. And so you're like, I know his name. And then when you find out that's not actually his name and you didn't know who he was, I was like, okay, that saved it for me. I was like, that's really cool the way they did that. So
yeah,
I like that. There's a scene, the scene in that movie that this talk about the that somebody brought this up to me and they're like, talk about a look inside the human mind, right? And how sick we really all are. The scene where he kills the guy in his apartment and the little guy, the little person wants to get out and he can't reach the lock and he's jumping up trying to get the lock. I mean, this guy has just witnessed his friend get murdered, but when he jumped for the lock, everybody laughed.
Yeah.
It's like, we are all a bunch of sickos deep down inside. So, also from Brogan, Brian, I think it would have been your freshman year of college. Did you happen to go to the WCW pay-per-view in Tupelo where the main event was Hogan versus Van Vader in a strap match? That was the only time I saw Hogan live. I did not go to that. The event I went to in Tupelo, I went to Spring Stampede in 1997 where the main event was Diamond Dallas Page versus Randy Savage in a no disqualification match. And Savage hit him with a trash can about 2 feet from me. It's like, ooh, that had to hurt.
You know, DDP always tells a story about that match.
But he's
about
like,
how Savage told him to give him the diamond cutter.
He said he was going to go over. He didn't know yet.
He had no clue.
Yeah. So.
And he, like, every time he tells that story, I get chill bumps because he's got the best Savage impression of anybody. And
it's really
like,
good.
He gives, like, the pause for effect.
Yeah.
And he still talks about that to this day, about how Savage put him over in that match.
Have you ever – he did a – I think it was on his an interview he did with Jericho where he talked about he called Randy Savage to thank him after that and got his message. He got his voicemail and he thanked him. And Savage, like, came up to him at the next thing and he thought he was mad at him for calling him. And he was he was like, I asked my dad, I was like, anybody ever thank you for putting him over? And he said, no. It meant a lot to me, Dallas. I was like, he thought Rick Savage was about to kick his butt. And he was.
He probably never showed his emotions in that way.
Yeah.
By the way, you need to go look up, you know, Diamond Dallas Page does the DDPY. He doesn't call it Yogan anymore, but he did that thing when it first came out that went viral with the guy that was like the Vietnam vet. Yes.
Yeah.
He's got a new one with Butterbee.
I've seen it. Yeah, I saw
you
it.
Saw that?
Yeah.
I watched that the other day.
Incredible.
I almost started crying.
Did you watch the one with Marcus Bagwell and Scotty Riggs?
I haven't seen it yet.
You didn't watch
it. I need to. But for people that haven't seen it, Butterbean has gotten to the point where his back was so bad he could barely walk.
Yeah.
Butterbean is a boxer from the 90s.
People know who that is.
Early 2000s. And not everybody, but anyway, he was a very famous boxer, short, stocky, bald-headed guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he could barely walk. And Dallas got him like back to like running and back in shape. It's really incredible. He has saved like so many people's lives.
Yeah.
And just on the surface, I mean, Scott Hall for a while, he had really kind of got him back on track. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Scott Hall's death wasn't because of
right.
I think
he had
gotten himself
kind of straightened
back
out.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He just died. So
yeah.
The Scotty Riggs one's interesting. Like Scotty Riggs goes from looking like a homeless person to, I mean, he looks like he could get back in the ring and have a good run like now.
I think
Buff looks good. Buff looks okay the whole time. Scotty Riggs, when they first get to him, he does not look good. And then
he was in
6 really months
bad
later,
shape.
They had him like he was cut. It was crazy. So
I remember when he was in really bad shape.
Yeah.
Several years ago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those guys, man. Those former wrestlers just kind of lost their way.
Yeah. Austin McMullen, with state baseball currently 1-6, now 1-7, in one run games. If state's record in these type of games improves, would that be regressing to the mean or progressing to the mean? Improvement seems like progression, not regression. Isn't that just the saying, though? It's you regress to the mean. If you have a statistical anomaly one way, it comes back to the other way.
I've always heard regressing.
I've
but
never heard.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Let me Google here. Can you progress to the mean?
crap. I forgot there was a 7 p.m. Saturday game, which I'm going to miss some of WrestleMania.
What, this week? Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So here it is. In statistics, regression towards the mean, also called reversion to the mean or reversion to mediocrity, is the phenomenon where if one sample of a random variable is extreme, the next sampling of the same random variable is likely to be closer to the mean. So, yes, it is just regression to the mean. Question answered. We actually answered a question. Matthew Watkins, I was not expecting to hear about the Bobble Man during the podcast. I don't know about many people who know of that show. Are there any other TV show movie references that you think you're the only one that remembers? Yeah, plenty. I mean, we make a lot of Sopranos references on this show that I don't know. There's one I made one the other day. Not the other day, but we were at a basketball press conference and State had lost and somebody brought up like a positive statistic and I did the junior sprint. I was like, that's nice. Then what? And everybody looked at me and I was like, it's a Sopranos thing. Junior Sopranos says that. And you're like, how do you remember this stuff?
I don't remember a lot of the phrases from Sopranos.
I can't wear his shoes.
It's really amazing like how many things you remember from that as far as the quotes are concerned.
The Bobble Man is from The League. You watched that, didn't you?
No.
You didn't watch The League? Oh, man. I like that show. I felt it jump the shark, but like the first couple of seasons of that show are really, really funny. Really funny. I think you would enjoy it if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I'm sure I would like it.
What WrestleMania match that doesn't include... Man, we should have done a Wrestling Rumblings on Friday, but well, anyway.
That would limit our viewership.
Yeah. What wrestling match that doesn't include Cody Rhodes or Seth Rollins are you most excited for? I think I mentioned this. I think it's AJ Styles versus LA Knight. I think that'd just be a great match.
Yeah.
And the triple threat US title match will be really
good. Yeah, and the ladder match, tag team match. Isn't that a ladder match?
Yeah.
I always love a good ladder match, man.
Yeah.
Especially those always
you
slap.
Got some big time talent in that match too. So
yeah, for sure.
Let's see here. Brad Baxter asked, if you could only pick one region on this map he gave us to eat from, which one are you picking? I'm going to stay here where we are, Robbie. I'm going with Section 4, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South and North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee. I hate losing Louisiana.
I can get anything from this area. I can get anything I want.
And that's the thing. If I want Cajun food, there's plenty of it down on the Gulf Coast.
The food in the U.S., what can you not get in this realm?
Yeah.
You can get seafood, because I can go anywhere on the coast down there.
Maybe good Italian Cajun. Food. Good Italian food, maybe not.
Oh, I bet you could find a great Italian place in Florida somewhere.
Yeah, I guess true. You got a lot of transplanted New Yorkers down there, so you're probably right. You're probably right.
I mean, anything I want in this section. I can't say the same for, well, Louisiana's not included.
Yeah, but the Gulf Coast has the Cajun food, though.
We could still get good Cajun food.
You know where you don't want to be? Look at this region right here. Montana, the Dakotas, Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah. What on earth are you eating there?
Beef stew.
Yeah. Or you also have, well, I mean, so they have Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. But Missouri gives you some great barbecue options. And great Italian food in St. Louis. I can't stress that enough. So,
ish. Yeah, I think that would probably, that eight up there would not be great.
Not good.
Nebraska has good, no, Nebraska's seven, isn't it?
Yeah, Nebraska's in seven. So
I was going to say they have good beef, but.
Yeah, but I mean, you can get good beef almost anywhere.
One, I wouldn't be like super excited about one, but we can get some good clam chowder. And
oh, yeah. Well, in Boston, we get lobsters, and yeah, we'll be fine.
I mean, that's not totally down my lane, but.
Yeah, be all right. New York, obviously. New York is good. New York might is like the sleeper pick because you can get everything.
You can get anything. Yeah.
Literally anything you want, you can get it in New York. So.
And over there on the Pacific Northwest, there's some really good food. I've had some really
great
good food in Oregon.
But there's not enough variety.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on here. Caleb Glover, what's the best misheard fan chant y'all have ever heard? Me and Clifton Taylor won a softball game circa 2015-16. And I asked him why they were chanting Arkansas Raisin Bran. That's funny. I can't. I don't know. I know there's not one that like I'm just like, what are they saying?
Yeah, I don't know if I have one.
Maybe this year at
I
the Ole
pretty
Miss
much know.
basketball game, there were some chants. I was like, what did they say?
Yeah, I heard what they said.
Oh, I figured it out pretty quick. Yeah. Let's see here. Caleb Goddard asks, if you could eat at one restaurant the rest of your life, where would it be? And no, it cannot be a restaurant, Tyler or Two Brothers. So do we have to pick here in Starkville so that we can eat at restaurants? All right.
I think that's what he's saying.
I'm between three. If I can't pick the two that sponsor us that I love eating at anyway. The Joint, the Camp House, and Board Town.
Works for me. That's kind of our stops.
Like Camp House and the Joint are, I feel like that's food I can make at home. I can barbecue at home. I can cook the stuff they make at the Camp House at home. I can't make pizza like that at home. I may go Board Town.
Yeah, that pizza's good,
It's
man.
good. We haven't been in a while. We need to go. Also from Caleb, Brian, if you could save the world by eating one thing, but that one thing is a jar of pickles, would you eat it?
Oh.
Yes. I would make that kind of sacrifice to save. First of all, I don't know what I'm saving the world from, but if the world was in danger and like the only way to save us is for Brian to eat this whole jar of pickles, I'll choke it down. But I will want some gosh darn credit for that. I better
Oh,
not
I
ever
know
have to
you
pay
would.
for a meal again.
You'll be a hero.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be treated like a hero.
And
I
then a
saved the world.
hero comes along
I can
with a
be your
steak.
hero, baby.
Will Wade and Chris Beard are trending.
You know why?
The Arkansas job.
Yeah, because Musselman's going to USC, Beard's going to go to Arkansas, and then Will Wade's coming to Oxford, baby.
Oof. Will Wade in Oxford.
Dude,
Yikes.
a match made in heaven or hell, however you want to look at it. Reed Green. Recently, my brother went to visit at state, and while he was there, he went and got a new shirt. He ended up with a shirt with a vintage logo, but the entire shirt was crimson. On a scale of the Banner M to Larry Templeton, how ridiculous is it that someone okayed this shirt to be made? First off, the Banner M and Larry Templeton, there's no scale between them. They're the same. That's the end of one. That's one era.
That's
Like,
his
it should be
creation.
like on a scale from Scripps State to Banner M, how ridiculous is it? It's
That's the
Banner M.
Frankenstein monster. It's hideous and you can't kill it.
Yeah.
It's
A
what we
crimson
did.
MSU shirt is tough. It's very tough. If
Yeah.
you could show one college football game for the past 15 to 25 years to a group of Europeans to try and help sell the sport to them, what game would you pick? I already know my answer. I want to hear what yours is.
Mine would be I still go back to that. What bowl game? Orange Bowl with Boise State and Oklahoma. Was it Orange Bowl?
Fiesta. Fiesta.
Fiesta Bowl.
That's a good
That
choice.
is the one I would do. That was the craziest game to this day, one of the craziest games that I can remember. And just an unbelievable ending to it. The dude proposed to his girlfriend, the
Yeah.
cheerleader after. It was like, is this even real?
That's a good choice. I'm going to go with the 06 National Championship game in the Rose Bowl, Texas versus
Oh, that was
USC.
great. That was
We'll go
great
with
for all the
that.
marbles, too.
And then this one may be surprise you, but 2016 Arkansas Ole Miss,
That was pretty good.
53-52. I'm going. That's one of the best. Even though we love the result, that's a wacky football game. It is incredible how good it is.
What about the seven overtimes with Arkansas and Ole Miss?
Basically, I'm going to show them every Arkansas Ole Miss game because those
Yes.
two teams play wacky games, man.
They do. They really
So,
do. Back to the
yeah.
original question here. Have you seen this Travis Scott thing Mississippi
Awful.
State did?
It's a red hat. The hat is red.
Okay, so
You did some work on this.
I wanted to dig on this and figure out what happened here, who made the decisions. It just didn't. I know people will joke about it, but it didn't seem like a thing Mississippi State would pick, because we've kind of seen the progressiveness that they've had here with the logos and all that. So anyway, Mississippi State gave them logos to choose from, like the whole shooting match. And that's what Travis Scott's people chose, the Cactus Jack or whatever it's called. They chose that. They designed the clothes. They designed the hat. That's them. That's Travis Scott. So if you're angry at somebody, be angry at Travis Scott, I guess. But apparently Mississippi State is making a lot of money off of this.
That's good, but I'm not buying any of that gear.
No.
So.
Well, like a sweatshirt's like 100 and something bucks.
All right, well, then I'm definitely not buying.
Well, you can go get that from Walmart. Yeah. Same sweatshirt.
Yeah, you're right. Brick Thomas wants to know, rank these songs, Fishing in the Dark, Southern Nights, Reeling in the Years.
What's Southern Nights?
Southern Nights is Glenn Campbell.
Okay, that's last for me.
Okay.
Reeling in the Years, number one for me. Because it means a lot to me because it's my dad's favorite song.
Okay.
And then Fish in the Dark, which I love, is number two behind that because it's not going to beat out Reeling in the Years for me.
Okay. Early MLB predictions, if y'all have been watching. I think the Yankees going undefeated, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big Yankees fan. Everybody knows that and makes fun of me about it, but it is what it is. I don't care. I like the makeup of that team. I think they're going to be really good this year. They got a great bullpen. They had some really good acquisitions in the offseason that I think is going to be huge. We'll have to see about starting pitching or whatever, but I like them. I think they're going to have a big year. It just they have not won a championship in 15 years. It's kind of hard to believe at this point. But it's been a while, and they've run into some good teams along the way, in many of those seasons. And most recently, it's been the Astros. They seem to run into them every single year. But I think this could be a team that's built to win it all. We'll see if they're able to do it.
Yeah. Also from Brick, total runs scored in the entire Georgia series.
What, you're not going to talk about your Giants?
No.
Okay.
Total runs scored in the entire Georgia series from both teams, over under 45.5. So that's an average, 45.5, three games is an average of 15 runs a game, basically.
I think they'll be under that.
That seems like it'll be under, but
I think there's going to be a game where it's like 4-3 or something.
Probably so, yeah. All right. Tony Loper, the best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg. If the baseball championship is cursed, who do you want to win the NCAA championship this year? Mississippi State. Who cares if it's cursed? We got a second national title out of the deal.
That's right.
If you tell me that every 2 years they're going to be terrible, but then the third year they're going to win the national title, sign me up. You know who I don't want to win? Is Arkansas. Because the other fans were like, look, I don't care if we finish last next year. Let's just get this national title. Never.
Yeah, I would like for them to continue to suffer. As many times I've had to get into it with those fans.
This is our last one here. Right now we're getting into the game, and I don't want to go much too further than that. Cameron Katie asked us thoughts on the first three SEC series. Cameron, do you not listen to the podcast? We have detailed all that in much greater detail than we're going to give you in a Rumplings answer. So we'll move on from that. Your favorite country artist of all time?
Dang, that's a tough one because I have so many that I love. I mean, Garth Brooks is up there for me. I love Tim McGraw. I love Toby Keith, Alan Jackson. 90s country is
great.
Is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Easily.
Mine might surprise you, but you're talking about like, I don't know that they have a bad song, is Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love Brooks and Dunn. I listen to them all day. I love some Hard Working Man. I love some Boot Scootin' Boogie. I love some Lost and Found.
Hillbilly Deluxe.
Love it. So, Neon Moon.
Ooh.
All right.
When the sun goes down.
There you go.
My side of town.
And lastly, from Cameron, any update on Nate Dome? As I tweeted yesterday, he's getting better every day, but not yet. So
you're scared. You're just scared to ask the bonus.
I asked him.
You're scared to make him mad.
I asked him. I sent him a text. I was like, "Hey, we didn't ask you on the show, but you got this. Can I get an update?" And he's like, "Yeah, getting better every day, but not yet."
I don't know who. Like, I don't know if it's the right thing or not. I don't know if it's, you know, he's. I know he's taking care of his team or whatever, but he is just not going to give much injury information to anybody.
Never will. Never will. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. All right. That's it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We got a good show lined up for you. A couple of SEC previews. Plus, I have a we're going to talk a little Egg Bowl kind of on tomorrow's show because we're previewing Ole Miss. So I want to get into a question I have about the Rebels. We'll do that on tomorrow's show. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.